when we all learn to apologize, and when we understand each other's apology language, we can trade in tired excuses for honesty, trust, and joy. All of us are painfully aware of the conflict, division, anger, and strife in our world today. From Washington, D.C. to the Mideast, to the streets of our inner cities, to seemingly safe New England villages. We will conclude, therefore, with a chapter that some may see as ethereal, but we believe holds great potential. What would the world be like if we all learned to apologize effectively? Join us as we explore what it means to be truly sorry and to move toward true forgiveness. Gary Chapman, Ph.D., and Jennifer Thomas, Ph.D. Chapter 1. Righting Wrongs. In a perfect world, there would be no need for apologies. But because the world is imperfect, we cannot survive without them. My academic background is the field of anthropology, the study of human culture. One of the clear conclusions of the anthropologist is that all people have a sense of morality. Some things are right and some things are wrong. People are incurably